Paul then turned to a crucial point, how we might better control our destructive emotions. He acknowledged at the outset that science knows little about how emotions are triggered, but that it seems to happen automatically, with their initiation occurring out of our awareness. That's why emotions can take us by surprise, coming unbidden into our awareness. The question is whether we can do anything to change the original appraisals that trigger them, so that they become less automatic. That might give us more time between the impulse to act on them and our actual reaction, and therefore more chance to make a more measured response. In short, there are two places where consciousness, awareness of what is happening, could make a difference in our ability to regulate destructive emotions. Say, for instance, someone rudely steps in front of us in a line. When that occurs, an appraisal evaluates that person's actions. He's being rude. If we were witness to that appraisal, if we were aware of it as it is happening, we might be able to influence it by talking back and questioning the assumption, noting perhaps that the person didn't see us, or that it doesn't matter enough to become angry. Call this appraisal awareness. Moving a moment further in time, the appraisal has already occurred. That person acted rudely and unfairly. And now an impulse to action occurs, say, to curtly object to what the person has done. Here, Paul observed, is the second opportunity for awareness to allow us to make a choice. We might learn to be aware of such impulses and to be able to deliberately evaluate them at this point, and choose whether we wish to proceed and act on the impulse. Now, moving a moment or two later, to when we have begun to speak, we hear our voice, we feel the tension in our body. Before more than a word or two get out, we have some awareness of what is happening. At this point, the capability to observe ourselves as we are acting allows us a third choice point. Paul called this action awareness, the ability to monitor our actions and interrupt or modify themes, emotional habits, as they are occurring. The question is how to educate our awareness so that we strengthen the ability to monitor our appraisals and stretch the time between impulse and action. Here, Paul was taken by what he had been learning about mindfulness meditation, a Buddhist practice that trains the ability to monitor what goes on in one's mind. As Paul understood mindfulness meditation, it offers a means of obtaining action awareness and impulse awareness, though he wonders if it can achieve appraisal awareness. The issue is choice. He argued that emotions were not designed or did not evolve for us to have choice about how we evaluate and what we do. Although emotions often serve us well, we would all be better off if we could exercise choice over our emotions. In short, Paul pointed out three different choice points: during the appraisal, during the impulse, and during the actions taken.